Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We hope you'll check it out and use it every day or as often as you need it. And if you want, we'll follow you home. If you'll tell us what you like, we'll follow you home with that. And, of course, if you'll just subscribe to my newsletter, we'll follow you home every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And that way you can see what we've got going on. You'll get the most recent column I've written. You'll get another little nice little thought that we put there. And you'll see the new video, the most recent video. You'll see the most recent poll question, the show schedule, a book that we recommend. I mean, there's so many things in that newsletter. So check that out on Sunday afternoon. And if you're subscribed, you can do that right now. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the Tax Mama. That's her website, taxmama.com. Eva, beware the Ides of March. Tell the audience why I'm saying that.
Today is the day that corporate extensions are due. Corporate extensions or the corporate tax return. Have you filed your tax return lately?
We filed our extension lately.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting because I've turned over most of my clients this year to other people, and one of my corporate clients
Why have you done that?
Oh, because I am so busy writing and teaching that
you're not practicing as much anymore.
You know what? I've been telling them since 2000 that I'm going to phase it out, and they still won't go away. So,
well, I'm not sure the world can handle you not being out there practicing, Eva. I mean,
well, there's still a couple.
That frightens me a little bit that we don't have you available.
We don't, and we have not been taking on new clients for several years now.
Okay.
But I'm training a whole bunch of people to pass the
A bunch of little Evas?
So they can. A bunch of little Evas, yeah, and they're really good, too. Some of them are so smart. But this guy did not sign over the release so we can turn his material over to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there doing our extensions yesterday,
mm-hmm.
going, is he working with anyone? Have we heard from him?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's heard from him. So we went ahead and did an extension for him just to be safe.
So it's not going to be anything bad if it goes in twice.
It goes in twice, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Knowing him, it isn't going in at all. If we aren't doing it, it ain't happening.
So what's the form? They go to irs.gov right now and get the form and mail it in, right?
Form is Form 7004. It's an automatic extension. You don't even have to explain why you need it. You do need to file it.
But can you do it electronically, don't you have to mail it?
You have to mail it. I don't know if you can do it electronically. We just mail it in.
But you can go to the site and say the form name again.
Form 7004. 7004. Corporate extensions.
Right. This is if you're a C or a sub S, and you fill out the form and put it in an envelope to the IRS. You'll get the address and all of it's right there on the form, I'm sure, and mail it in today.
Mail it in today.
And now you're slick till
if
September.
If you owe money.
Yeah.
If you owe money. Then you need to pay it. You need to pay
it. Right, today. Now, but regardless, the extension will give you till September 15th to file the return, right?
It will, yes, to file the return.
And then the date's coming up April 15th for personal, for LLCs, and for partnerships.
For partnerships. For LLCs filing as partnerships. LLCs filing as corps, today's the day. Today's also another day. People who have corporations and want to make the election to be an S corporation or to cancel the election to be an S corporation for 2012, today is the day for that as well. So you have some decisions to make if you haven't thought about it. You can't change this later on. This is not like, I never filed for my S corp in the first place. That you can fix on a new corporation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fix this if it's something you meant to do and you didn't get around to changing it. So you have to make some decisions today, and you have a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, IRS came out with this new little announcement last week about something new, something they've never done before. We always talk about extensions being an extension to file.
Mm-hmm.
And not an extension to pay.
Right.
We have a new form. It's an extension to pay.
Really?
Yeah. It took me a while to figure out what's going on with this. Kathleen Pender from the San Francisco Chronicle called me right after this form, this announcement was released. And, you know, we're puzzling over this thing, trying to figure out how it works. There's a new form, a form 1127A, that will allow you 6 more months to pay your taxes without penalty.
Without penalty, not without interest.
Not without interest. You're still going to pay interest, but it's only 3%.
Uh-huh, right.
So, you know, for 6 months, it's only, you know, 1.5%.
Right.
But it's going to save you 0.5% a month in penalty.
But you got to file that to get to, even if you don't know how much you owe, should you still do it?
Yeah, if you think that you're going to owe more money than you can afford to pay, and you can afford to pay it by September 15th as a corporation or October 15th as a person, file the form.
Mm-hmm.
File the form and let them know how much you think you're going to need to pay, and you will get 6 months without penalty.
Hmm.
What's the harm?
That's right.
Yeah, but you have to file it in time in order to use it.
Hold on to that thought, Eva. We're going to take a quick break. TaxMama.com is her website, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Eva joined us. Eva Rosenberg and I will be right back. It's 10 till.
Things got worse. I guess you know the tune. Oh, Lord. Stuck in a low diaphragm.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.